Today's program was brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard. While we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Growing Good. This is the parenting show on Heritage Radio Network. Today's segment is dedicated to birthday parties on the dime or on the fly. Recently, my son Wallace Rainbow turned 2 years old, and it coincided this year with a major move. We moved from our two-bedroom Brooklyn Williamsburg apartment to a house out there upstate. So basically, this happened April 1st, and he's born April 23rd. So by the time his birthday rolled around, you know, I had literally just unpacked his last box. Now, this can happen to so many parents. Maybe, you know, you have a work deadline or a family crisis, or I actually know lots of families where this weird cosmic thing happens where all the birthdays are like the same month. So it's just like so much. Or if you have Christmas babies, New Year's Eve babies, it's just like, what are you going to do for their birthdays? I really felt like this year my present to my son was this huge move that I did all by myself, and he has his own bedroom now and his own playroom. So, you know, I was like, birthday party, what? So, and obviously all my expenses had been dried up, new furniture, new curtains, and all this kind of things. So I started just, you know, really like reeling in, and I was like, you know, it's so important to celebrate your child's birthdays. It doesn't matter if they're two or they're 26, you know, it's just, it's your special day. It's your miracle day. It's your birthday. So I started thinking to myself, man, you know, I actually was willing to spend some money, but because, of my time frame and last minute, you know, all the locations that I called were booked. You know, I couldn't find a space. I hadn't notified important people in advance. And, you know, so, you know, even if you want to spend the money, it can be really, really heart-wrenching and just so much work to do that you kind of start like narrowing down and, you know, to things that maybe weren't your first choice to begin with. So there's that. Second of all, in calling around last minute and frantically, I just really started putting the numbers together in my head where it was like, wow, like, you know, birthday parties are big business and this is absurd. You know, it shouldn't be like a money-making scheme, like, you know, your birthday. So I've come up with my own pretty awesome, you know, I think birthday party ideas for my audience to share with you guys. And also, I just want to let you know that when I happen to, you know, Google and research birthday parties on a dime or birthday parties on the fly, literally like the things that like only like two things came up because, you know, a lot of these magazines or even just blog sites or online sites for parents, they are paid, you know, in an advertising way to promote like the 15 top places to have your birthday party or the 15, you know, greatest places in New York City. But really, you know, to do those things, you know, you're going to end up spending like close to a grand. So literally the only thing that I found that had that even compares to the segment that I'm about to air, I mean, I'm just like a little proud monkey here, but I found an idea for a pretend slumber party. Like, what? Why would you want to do a pretend slumber party? That's so lame. Where basically, like, the kids show up and pretend to go to sleep. I mean, it just seems so more about, like, the parents getting quiet time, and then they have to leave. No. And then the second thing I found was like a list of like four that was titled like 14 things to do, you know, for free for your kid's birthday. And it was like, write happy birthday on their mirror, like with a lipstick. Creepy. So that when they wake up in the morning, they brush their teeth and they see happy birthday. Like, that's great. But like, we're already doing that. We're already shouting happy birthday from the mountaintop. So how do you actually, you know, what are some ideas to actually put together a party on a dime or on a fly? So here we go. My top idea that I'm so excited about. I haven't even done these things. I've only done one of these things, which I'll tell you at the end was what, you know, my conclusion was. But this is an idea that I had. Talent show birthday party. This is so great because basically you can send out an invitation or save your pennies, send out an Evite. They're so cute. And basically, you ask each child that's invited to come up with a talent. And you can also involve the parents by asking each parent to bake or cook like their best possible dish ever. So everybody loves healthy competition. So now you've got the kids getting all excited about like what their talent's going to be and their performance. And that involves, you know, your parents helping them out. So you're already creating like harmony in other people's homes. You're involving the parents with the cooking and you're getting everything that you need. You're getting the talent and you're getting the food. And all you have to do is literally set up some chairs and buy a birthday cake. I mean, it'd be cute if you made some sort of stage area, maybe, you know, hung up a sheet where the kids come out, or you know, put up like some streamers and make a sign that says, you know, like talent show, blah, blah, blah. So now a lot of you already are thinking, well, what if my child like gets embarrassed? I don't want to put him in that situation. Well, it's, you know, you can just stay in the email that like it's completely loose. Everybody's going to have a good time. You kind of just tell all the kids there's, you know, clapping no matter what, like no laughing, no, but also that the parents can be a part of the talent. So it can be like a family talent thing too. And I think that this is great. It's a great social skill for children. You know, we all learn about, even as late as going into college, about speaking in front of public audiences and get that going at an early age. So I thought that was a really, really groovy idea, because you as the parent basically just provide the invitation, the house, a birthday cake, and, you know, like I said, an area for the talent show. And it just includes everybody and it's so much fun. Second idea. Clothes making baby party. Now, this is actually what I did for Wally's first year, but I did do it at a space at an amazing place called Spacecraft, and they provided me with all the materials. But I realized later that it could have just been as easily done at home, which is great, because then you don't have to depend on weather. So basically, to do clothes making party, you can send an invitation where that says your whatever you make is going to actually be your gift. So this is really cool, because you don't have to like pressure people into getting gifts for your child, and you're helping everybody's economy. And basically, you just go through your child's closet and find any solid items. They could be hoodies. I did shirts. I did onesies. I didn't really do pants, but I guess you could do pants. You could do socks if you wanted to. But I just did shirts, sweaters, hoodies, and onesies at the time. And then all you have to do is buy a bunch of packs of Alex and Melissa's, is that what they're called? I think that's the company. Anyways, or any kind of fabric markers, non-toxic fabric markers, obviously. So there you go. All you got to do there is buy a bunch of fabric markers. And it was so much fun, because especially for all my girlfriends who are stylists and models and artists and don't have children of their own, they literally showed up and they were ready to work. Everybody was get so serious about their article of clothing. Everything was about my child. You know, like he really likes baseball, and people but baseball, then, you know, where our background is Italian, and people did things with like funny things with the Italian flag and pizzas, and even though that's obviously not even like what we're about, pizza, but you know what I'm saying. It turned really fun. Other people were stitching. So you can make up a basket for the adults of like sewing materials. You can make a basket, just buy some cheap Velcro and, you know, a material and cut it all up in shapes. They can cut it. But primarily the markers are safe for children of any size, and everybody just sits around in a circle and does their article of clothing, and then bam, birthday cake, everybody has fun, sing a song, and your child will have the most precious one-of-a-kind, you know, closet for the next couple of months till the next growth spurt. So that was really fun, clothes-making party. Third, this is when I was like, the one that I decided to do for my son, but it has a follow-up because it ended up raining. So I was like, what am I going to do for Wally? This is crazy. This is all so expensive. I just did this huge thing. I just want everybody to have fun. I started searching on things on Amazon, and I found an array of mind-boggling, you know, far-out psychedelic slip and slides. So my number three party on a dime or fly idea is slip and slide party. All you need is a hill. Now, you may not have a hill, obviously, because you live in the city, and you may not, I don't think that this is something that would be allowed in public parks. So this is more for people that live outside of the city and or have a grandparent or uncle or aunt that lives outside of the city. But all you need is a hill and a slip and slide and a hose. Boom. Tell everybody to bring dry clothes, a bathing suit. You can set up some sort of a, you know, picnic area with refreshments, maybe some finger food. Again, I always think it's fun to ask the parents to do potluck. You don't have to put all of the pressure on yourself. It's your special day too, because you gave birth to this beautiful boy or girl. So number three was slip and slide party. Four, now my sister-in-law did this with my niece. It was so precious when she turned one. She just did a picnic, and you can pick any public park that you have in the city. We went to Central Park. She literally picked a destination. I'm pretty sure it was Strawberry Fields, and you know, window time frame 1 to 3, and she just showed up with a bunch of sheets, paper plates, and paper cups, and you know, some like she made some like little sandwiches and ordered a couple pizzas, and everybody dressed in their Central Park Sunday best and just laid out. You know, this land is my land. This land is your land. There is free public parks everywhere, and facilities where you can do this. Obviously, there's no alcohol allowed or glass bottles. And you know, I do ask you that if you are to do a picnic party, that you clean up after yourself. That's really important, because you don't want to litter, and you don't want, you will be exhausted at the end, especially from all the commuting. And, you know, you're going to have to hustle some, maybe some lawn chairs and a lot of carrying, but make sure to bring lots and lots of garbage bags and clean up after yourself if you are going to be partying in one of our public parks. Okay, so the fifth one is go camping. Now, this is so much fun. This is for if you don't want to deal with a crowd, you don't want to deal with invites. Like I said, this is what we ended up doing, because it was just too late in the game to invite people, and everybody already had commitments. I didn't want anybody to feel bad for missing Wally's birthday, especially family. So this is for if you want to do something special for your family to celebrate a birthday, and that is go camping. I mean, a lot of times we think we're stuck in a city, or you think you're stuck in, you know, your suburban town. It's not true. Within an hour and a half distance, there is a beautiful spot. There is a beautiful camping ground. And this is what I love so much about America, having, you know, toured the nation so many times in my 20s with my band. There is just, you know, so many campgrounds. Some are nicer than others. Some are closer to the main road, and some are further in. Obviously, safety is an issue when you've got kids, so I would pick a place that's got like a close canteen by, or, you know, some sort of a, you know, hospital situation where, you know, like a lot of the camping grounds, they've got like the phone on the tree. But this is what we ended up doing, and it was so fun. We just brought sleeping bags. I didn't even bring a tent, because we have a pickup truck. So I figured, you know, if all else fails, we're all sleeping in the back of the truck. But it was really, really fun. I definitely think that your child will get it. You're making such a big orchestration of their birthday by first, you know, you wake up and you start packing, and what do you want to bring? And they're going to want to bring the weirdest things, but just let them, because it's their birthday. Then you got the car trip. So you got the tunes and the music and the sing-alongs. Then you get there, you set up, you brought your food, obviously. Maybe you even have somebody along that knows how to make a fire. Then I would recommend bringing an acoustic guitar. That's what we did. Sing some songs, do it up, sleep overnight, and then go home the next day. Wake up and maybe even get up early to watch the sunrise and go home. I can't think of anything more magical. And that's just like any other day. You were going to spend money on a meal. All you have to do is pack it. You were going to probably spend money on gas. All you have to do is use it. So camping turned out to be a really, really wonderful birthday. Number six, I have to give big ups to my Rockaway friends. And I will let you know what that is as soon as I get back. We're going to take our first song break. And, you know, this is the classic. This is the classic birthday girl party song. You would cry too if it happened to you. Well, now nobody knows where my Johnny's gone, but Judy left the same time. Why was he holding her hand when he's supposed to be mine? It's my party and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened.
At Whole Foods Market, we review each and every product that hits our shelves. Our cleaning products are no exception. Our EcoScale ranking system rates each household cleaner so you know what you're getting. Now, during Earth Month and any time of the year, learn more at WholeFoodsMarket.com.
Hey, we're back. This is your host, Alessandra, a.k.a. Mama Sandra. Today's topic is some handy birthday tips that I came up with myself for your children. You got to throw a party. You don't want to spend money. You don't have that much time. What should you do? So we've gone over five in the first segment, and here we go. Number six. Number six, I'm giving props to my Rockaway Beach friends. I recently had two of my bestest mommy girlfriends move to the Rockaway Beach, and it's actually just this amazing neighborhood. There's lots of cool stuff going on there, food-wise, too. I've visited a supermarket called Veggie Island. That's pretty rad. Our owner here, where we air out of Roberta's restaurant, Chris Pericini and some other dudes have opened up a place called Rippers that's right by the beach. Anyways, we happened to be at his little girl's birthday party, Gigi, that was thrown by her beautiful and amazing mother, Sarah Trogdon of Goldie's Beauty Supplies. And when we got there, somebody was making, I don't know if it was her idea or a guest, but I mean, it was so Southern, which is where Sarah's from. She is from North Carolina, so I can say that. But they were making castles out of cardboard boxes. It was so awesome. And, you know, the kids loved it and the adults loved it. Basically, they just had like a huge box. But I'm thinking, let's take this to the next level and have a serious castle party, which is you would just literally take like, you know, four, you know, huge storage boxes, the biggest, you know, the biggest that they make. And you tape the bottom up. No, they didn't even tape the bottom up. They just like opened it up like a rectangle. And then the top flaps, they cut the little like castle framing, and then the bottom flaps, they open them up and tape them down to the ground, and then they cut like a little castle door, you know, and put like and the kids like decorated all around the castle. And then it was sunny that day, so they even put like a chamois on top as a roof, and the colors were just like illuminating the cardboard box inside from the sun. And it was big enough for adults to fit in. It was big enough for the birthday girl. It was big enough for the other kids. It was so much fun. It was so pure and it was so beautiful. And I just really think there's such a huge lesson there for your little ones. And this is an imagination at its best, to show them what's something like what a regular, it's not even a household item, it's a trash item, what a box can do. So that was a really cool idea. Have a castle party with some cardboard boxes. Each castle comes out differently. All the kids just start playing. If you want to add to it, just go into your own closet and take out a bunch of scarves or cut some sheets in half and tie them around the children's necks as capes. Then all you have to do is maybe hit the dollar store and buy some of those paperhead crowns, and all of a sudden you've got a medieval birthday party going on, and it's just hilarious. It's beautiful. It's visually enhancing, and the kids are just jumping around, you know, while the parents are having some drinks and hanging out on the benches. That was really, really cool. Really good day. Seven is for, this is an idea that I had that I might do next year. I happen to be one of the first of my group of friends to have children. This is not usually the case. Usually everybody's harping, everybody has kids but me. No, not me. Not in my case. But slowly but surely, they are all coming around one by one. There's lots of due dates on the horizon, which is very exciting. But I often try to think of ideas to celebrate Wally's birthday of what could incorporate all my amazing friends that don't have children, because they are so important to our lives. They're the ones that come over when Wally's teething and help me do laundry. They're the ones that stay on the phone with me when I'm sad because I didn't get to go to a party that everybody got to go to. You know, they're the ones that, you know, keep me in style by giving me like a pair of earrings or a pair of belt, you know, a belt or even an old pair of shoes, you know, that I just don't have time to go shopping. So, you know, they're such an important part of my life, and they're also an important part of Wally's life, because I just really think that people that don't, when you introduce people that don't have children to your child's life, they kind of talk to the kid more like an adult. Like, I see that happening all the time at our house. They'll just sit down and they're like, you know, what's up, Wally? Like, what's that? What is this? What's going on? They just, you know, there's a different communication there that is just so real and so cool. So the idea that I had, that was the idea I was going to do this year, but didn't get around to it, because I was so busy moving, not because of any neglect, was karaoke party, which is so awesome. Basically, you can rent a karaoke room, one of these rooms. They're actually fairly inexpensive. Just put down like a playmat for the kids, and this is where the adults just literally like drink and sing karaoke to the birthday child, which is so funny. I mean, it's true. I literally only had like two other girlfriends with kids, so it would be like, you know, 30 adults and two children. So I thought that this would be a really fun way to incorporate all of them. Now, you don't want to spend money to karaoke like a pro. You can karaoke in your home. It's so much fun. And this is really good if you do have lots and lots of children that are going to come, but you also have parents that are ready to just party. So on YouTube, literally, there is every karaoke song like you possibly want. I never knew this. I just discovered this, and the lyrics come up and everything. So you've got your laptop. You know, you've got, most of you obviously have your laptop speakers. If you don't, hit the Radio Shack. You can literally get like an average pair of it'll work, it'll do the trick for the music, for under $50. I mean, I bought mine for $29.99, but obviously they're not the best, but it will do for this party. And then you can also hit Radio Shack up for two microphones that will plug into, if you have a stereo. I know lots of us don't have stereos anymore in this technological revolution, but if you have a stereo, it goes in your aux in, and then if it's got a tape deck, you press play and pause at the same time, and it actually becomes an amplifier. If you don't want to do that, if you want to actually just hit Guitar Center, you can get two mics, two mic stands, and a little tiny PV rehearsal amp. It's got two inputs. It's got one that's an input for the actual mic, but then it's got another one that's for headphones. But if you put the mic in that one, it will work too. And all that will roughly cost you like $120. And then boom, you've got like a karaoke scene happening in your house. And the parents will have so much fun. The kids will have so much fun dance partying. If you've got the older siblings coming, they'll tune in too. And this would be more of like, you know, a cocktail hour type party where maybe you could just make fruit punch and like popsicles for the kids, which obviously is a totally on the dime, and have some sort of cocktail for the adults. And it's like, you don't always have to, like, this isn't a wedding. You don't have to have a 3-course meal. I actually even think it's absurd on the amount of money in our economy that people spend on weddings. Why not just buy a house? But that's me. So, you know, you can always just come up with some sort of little quirky refreshment or finger food that goes with your theme. The most important part really is the birthday cake. And like I said in the first segment, potluck is always great. People love potluck. People love to cook. People love to share the food that they cook with the people that they love. So that's another way to make the party strong. So then my other idea is, this one I'm pretty excited about. I came up with this one all by myself too, is a nature scavenger hunt. So we all know scavenger hunts. This is what you would do. You invite the people. You put the kids in groups of however many you have. So maybe you want to do them in groups of twos, groups of threes, groups of fives. Assign an adult to each group to supervise, and just make a little list. So here, this is just you the night before, literally, like, you can print it out or you can write it with your hand and make it pretty on something hard, maybe like some sort of cardboard. A list of just even five simple items. This will blow a child's mind. Everybody knows that, like, children, especially two to like nine, love a challenge. It's what makes their motor skills stronger. They will completely, be attracted to this like flies on honey. You make a little list of five different things. So say you go to a park, a public park. Obviously, you're going to have to go and do some recon because you need to put the five items on the list that are actually in the park. And the items could be like One, yellow flower. Two, white rock. You know, just looking for a white rock, they're there. You know what I mean? But this is going to be so fun. Three, empty soda can. Or four, you know, you got to go and you got to pick your environment. Go to that environment and then pick your five items. You know, it could be a certain kind of leaf and you can like draw a picture of the leaf. So you're making this sort of like beautiful like diagram scavenger hunt. You're assigning teams. You're involving the parents by giving each team a parent, you know, like a parent supervisor. And you can have different prizes for each team. I don't think that there should be any losers in this, you know. It's a scavenger hunt. Everybody's going to get their items. And then you have like five different prizes for the group. And these can be simple things. I mean, you can just literally make trick-or-treat bags or, you know, you can bake some cookies and, you know, put a little bow on them. You know, something simple. Or you can, you know, like I said, hit a dollar store and get some really fun stuff, stickers, you know, whatever. So I thought that was really, really keen. Just a nature scavenger hunt. I mean, I would have, as I'm sitting here talking about this, maybe a lot of you think like this girl's got some screws loose, but I would actually be really excited if I had ever had any of these birthday parties. It seemed to me like my birthdays have always been revolved around the height of the present. The present that I received, which I'm super thankful for and grateful. But now that I'm raising my own son, I realize that that's just really not what it's about for me as a parent. It's not about getting the laptop. It's not about getting the Game Boy. It's not about getting, like, you know, the $300 pair of shoes or whatever, even now, you know, even though, thank you, Mom, for those shoes. I really, really love them. I'm totally not knocking that. But I really think that for my son, this is the route we're gonna go. I want to involve nature. I want to involve the peers. I want to enhance the friendships. I want to enhance their public social skills. I want to involve the parents, get to know the parents that my children are around. A lot of the birthday parties that I attended before I had Wally for older kids, the parents didn't come. You know, it was more of like, I mean, obviously it's because the kids were old enough and, you know, to just be dropped off and picked up. But that's kind of, I feel like, you know, when you lose touch with, you know, who is influencing your child, because really it's unfortunately, it really is all about the parents. And I want to know, the parents just as much as the friends. So I was really excited about these ideas just to involve them all and also save money. And also things that you can put together on a fly with just a little love and imagination because of, you know, our hectic schedules. In terms of when your kids get older, I did want to share a beautiful story. Now, this costs a little bit more, but I still think it went really well. And I want to credit my friend Madeline Harmon of Chuck's Vintage out in Los Angeles. At the time, I was helping her design a line and I was just kind of going around with her and her newborn, her 3-month-old child. And all of a sudden, it was her elder son's birthday. I think he was turning 5 or 6. He was definitely in school. So it was like 5, 6, or 7. And, you know, she was running a business, doing freelancing, just had a baby. I mean, total superhero mom stuff. And she was like, oh, my gosh, this is party. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Well, she just called a service, you know, a service that sends you like a clown, or I'm sure they even have strippers, but, you know, they also have superheroes. She picked her son's favorite superhero. We hit Chinatown, hit a dollar store, and got all the papers, plates, and cups and everything that matched that superhero. And then she actually got in cahoots. This was what was brilliant about this. She got in cahoots with the teacher at her son's school and said, hey, could we have the birthday party during recess or during lunchtime or during free play time? That went fine. And so that was just so cool. She didn't have to do invitations. She didn't have to worry about who was coming. They were all there. She, you know, just took action and involved the teacher herself. And we literally just showed up. We did this in 48 hours. We showed up While they were in class and set up a table outside with all the decorations, the kids came out. The superhero came. He was quite great. He had like a boombox. The kids loved it. They played educational games. I remember he came with the hula hoops and whatnot. The whole thing was 45 minutes recess. Boom, bang, you're out of there. Great party. This kid's face lit up. I mean, he was the hero of the day, and he definitely felt the love, and you know, it involved his whole class. So those are my ideas. I just wanted to leave you with two thoughts, aside from parties, which I read about, which I think is really amazing. And one is, write your child a letter every year on his birthday that you can keep and store and give them at a later age. I just thought this was so beautiful, to just sit down and write your child a letter that recaps their year and your year together, their milestones, and dedicate to doing this every year and keep it in a treasure chest and maybe give it to him when he's going off to college. I thought that was really cool. Often keep them around and take them out of the chest and reread them as often as the child wants, through difficult times or good times or celebratory times. I think this is a really beautiful tradition that I can't wait to start. And I read about it online, but it reminded me and was inspired also by some other friends of mine, Amy and Daniel Ahern. I went to visit them recently, and there was like a journal on the desk, and I happened to just, it was open, and I happened to see that it was just like journal entries that they were writing to their toddler son every day about just what was going on that day with them, with him, with their life, their hopes and dreams, the past, the future. And I was like, oh, what is that? And they were like, oh, that's just, you know, there was a name for it. And I can't remember what the name was. There's a specific, you know, there was some sort of magical name for this process. But it was a journal that they were keeping for their child. And apparently they almost had like a bookshelf full. And I thought that was really, really beautiful. But, you know, it's hard to find the time to sit down and do those things. I've not started, but I plan to. And I will let you go with this. 12. No party. You don't want to have a birthday party. You don't have time. You don't have money. Well, here's a huge thing that you can do, not only for your child, for your family and for the world. Go save an animal. Now, this is not an inexpensive gift, because my dog costs me a lot every year. But I did save her. She was going to be put down, I believe, approximately 8 hours after I took her home. That's something, a much bigger commitment here, kids. And, you know, this is not a party. This is not a cake. This is not a pizza. This is a lifelong commitment, but also a beautiful way to spend your child's birthday. Go to your local pound and save a kitten or a dog, or any animal, even the ones in the pet shops. They're not happy there. They need a home. And that's definitely something that your child will remember on his or her special birthday. This is Alessandra. Love and light to you. We'll tune in next week, please. And don't forget to check out all the other amazing programs on Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.